Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bradfo Show.
That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hip Bradford.
That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion.
Bradfo Show. That's delicious.
All right, a quick one here. Xander Bogaerts joining the Bradfo Show. Some good stuff. Good conversation. Like I said, a quick one. Not a whole lot of minutes on this one, but that's okay. Sometimes the longest ones don't mean it's the best one. And we cracked out a couple really good ones last week. At the end of last week, this was one of them. Bogaerts, who hadn't been on the podcast in a little bit, but obviously there's a lot to talk about, and including one thing that I thought was pretty interesting, him talking about exactly what would have happened, or he thinks would have happened, if he didn't sign this contract that he signed. And also, very, very important, simulating exactly what he does when he goes to the plate. Because I've always been fascinated. He gets up there and he does like 50 million things. So I want to break that down and have him walk me through it, which is exactly what happened at the end of the podcast. But until you get to the end, there's a whole lot more to get to. We should also note, call to action. Been remiss in doing this. Please, 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 if you listen to this podcast, go to iTunes, leave a comment, leave a review, tell people to follow, do everything you can. We want to make a push here on iTunes. I appreciate all your support, appreciate Lord Hobo's support. We're going to keep marching on through doing this thing. We got another Rickshaw podcast coming up today, or we're taping it today. We're going to drop it later on. We have Matt Barnes. We did about 38 minutes with him. That'll be dropping in a couple days. So once again, go to iTunes, please, and leave a review. Follow, tell your friends to follow. Do whatever you can. Support the cause, because it's going to be a great, great time in the history of this podcast going forward. Mark my words. And a great way to exemplify that is with a Xander Bogaerts interview. So here it is.
Making his second appearance on the Bradfo Show. Who could forget the first one, which was 2 years ago? Xander Bogaerts. It was like 12 minutes long, so I mean.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. So you've come a long way, Xander, since we did that last one.
Yeah.
I feel it. I think that was like right after you hurt your like hand.
Yeah, that was 2017.
Remember that?
Thor was probably halfway through the season.
Yeah. You hurt your hand. Yeah. You shake someone's hand at the airport. It was.
I remember that. Rough times.
First of all, do you want to do this whole thing in Dutch?
No chance. No? It's too hard. Dutch is hard, man.
What are you talking about? Isn't Dutch your first language?
No. English. I would say English is my first. Papiamento is my second. That's what we speak at home.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I speak English at home. Just not like American English.
No, it's all good. Keep going.
Not American English. More like Jamaica.
When did you learn how to speak English?
It's just my family.
I mean, right out of the gate?
Yeah, my family.
Like when you were a kid?
Because most of my family is from Aruba and St. Martin.
Yeah, okay.
In St. Martin, they speak English.
Okay.
Just that type of English. See, it's not the same.
First of all, I feel dumb for not knowing another language, but I feel dumb for asking those questions.
No.
Because the guy in London asks you like questions in Dutch, right?
Yeah.
Really?
The reporter.
Yeah. Were you thrown off a little bit by that?
I was, but I kind of had an idea maybe some of the guys would have asked me in the clubhouse, but just not on a stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was a bit...
It's a lot of pressure.
I know, and I don't speak a lot of Dutch with most people, because...
Yeah. Listen, as far as I know, you answered that question perfectly.
Thank you.
Say something in... What was the second language?
Papiamento.
Yeah. Say something, and then say Bradfo Show at the end, all right? Get this one. Ready?
Montari, aqui usando Bogaerts. Junto com Rob Bradford na Bradfo Show.
What did you say?
I said, here's Xander Bogaerts with Rob at the Bradfo Show.
Oh, my goodness. See, you're such a pro. You've come such a long way since the last time. Xander, you having fun this year? I want to make this. I want to make this a fun experience. Okay. So in this fun year that you're having,
on a personal level, I would say yeah.
Okay.
I think team wise, it's been some rough nights.
Yeah.
In there.
It's been. I just did one of these. Cracked out one of these with Barnes, right? And I asked him the question, like, because you guys have been around basically almost the same amount of time, ups and downs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It must be almost more difficult this year because of expectations. Like it must.
Right? I would say you might be right because after winning last year, I think a lot of people,
same group.
I think us as players also we had the same mindset of there's a good chance that we can repeat. What I mean, obviously that's the word. I think every team wants to do whenever they want
it. And you just figure everything is going to turn over from last year, and boom, there it is.
Yeah, I don't think everyone thought it would have turned over exactly.
Yeah.
But I think maybe dealing with a lot of inconsistency on our part, maybe we didn't anticipate it.
Because you didn't have to do it last year.
Exactly. But I don't think everyone thought, here's 100 games, you're going to win again, or start by 100 and 100 plus.
I said you could win 100 games rolling out of bed like this year.
I don't think so.
Of course not. I was wrong
in
many things.
Last year was so smooth, and you kind of figured that this year is going to be a little bit different, but we didn't thought it was going to be like this, where we have to be fighting for a wild card spot.
Did you feel, and I get it, you're a team guy, and we're talking about it, but did you feel like this year, what you've done to this point, was coming for you? You had a good year last year, but did you feel like, other than your hollow promise to me that you were going to steal more bases, did you feel this year was coming?
I can say so. Maybe not as good, but I just try to improve a little bit what I did last year, learn all the stuff last year, and had a good solid season, and just try to continue to build on that. And I think so far it has worked. I mean, all the resources we have.
What are you better at?
I think my pitch selection, swinging at better pitches, I think might be better.
Yeah.
Also, knowing what the pitcher has, I think that's obviously what throughout the years, what kind of stuff he has, what's his go-to pitches. But I think swinging at strikes, being more selective, and in certain counts, you can be able to, like, cheat on a ball and stuff like that.
Is it easier to be – we've talked a lot about you being a leader on this team. And I think I've talked about, you've signed the contract and you feel like I can do that, right? Am I wrong? That you can be more of a leader. And I do think you've become a leader on this team. Do you feel like it's easier to be that guy, not only because you have the contract and you're only going to be here for a few years, but because you are having a good year,
I don't think having a good year has to
do with
it.
I don't think so
because we've had guys, leaders on this team in the past that, they weren't the best players on the team.
Yeah.
So I don't think having a good year has anything to do with it. I just feel like once you have a lot of guys looking up to you, and especially we have a lot of younger guys coming up now, Devers, Chavis, Sam Travis, so many younger guys coming up now and a lot of prospects we have down there. They got to look up to someone, and someone should be able to show them the right way. And if it's you, if it's someone else, if it's another position player, it's fine.
Do you feel like you're in a better – do you feel more comfortable doing that this year than even last year?
Yeah, I think I did.
That's bizarre. That's like a one-year difference.
I know, but last year, I mean, I had a tough 2017 with the injuries and all of that. So last year I was really focused on staying healthy.
I was
a little bit more focused on that, and also whenever someone comes for advice, I would obviously give them, but I just had a little bit more focus on some other stuff, and the team was playing so well, so I just wanted to continue that and don't try to come in out of nowhere and be like, hey, we should do this or do that. No, the team was rolling so well that I think we just continued.
You're just part of the
equation. Just let it
this year
continue.
You stepped
like
up. I mean, like, I Danner, like, honestly, I know it's a pain in the ass sometimes to answer these questions after the games, but I'll give you credit. Like, you're there. Like, you're there answering questions, and that's part of, to me, that's part of being a leader. Like,
Because sometimes, guys have rough days, and it's maybe one of those days that you don't want to talk to anyone. But, I mean, you guys have a job to do also, and if we have a bad game, it should fall on us. You guys don't have any.
But I think that you've been there, and I'm not throwing anyone else, but you've been there, and I remember a couple times where, like, different waves come by, and okay, now it's been 3 minutes, now it's been 5 minutes, now it's been 7 minutes, and you stand up there, and I say this, are you a hoop guy, are you a basketball guy?
A little bit. I watch on TV, not
all
that
right,
I play.
So I covered the Celtics
back when Paul Pierce was playing. And it's Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker were the captains. And Pierce was the best player, so they named him a captain. Antoine was one of the best players, but Antoine was always there, always there. And Pierce had to learn how to be that guy. And part of the learning is in standing up there and doing what I'm talking about you doing. I mean, it's not the everything, but...
I know, yeah, and it's not easy to do.
No,
it's not
man.
Easy to do. It's not easy to do, but yeah. I think someone should be responsible. And if the more you do it, the more other guys will see it, and they can probably be like that one day or...
Yeah, well, that's it's. You probably saw it from somebody, and there you go.
No, I've
you did it yourself
a little bit. Yeah,
did anyone, but well, did anyone like Cora? I say this all the time. Like Cora was pretty. He didn't have to do it a lot, but I mean, like he was really good at being accountable about standing up in front of his locker.
Yeah, I think that comes with the territory. I mean, like as I said, you have rough games, you have good games, you have great games, you have bad games. You always should be available to talk. I know sometimes it's harder than others, but I don't feel any reason why not to, you know.
Well, you're doing a good job of it. Hard right-hand turn here. That's Barnes's too. The trade deadline came and went. A lot of people were like, you've been through trade deadlines before. You've been through, what, like 5 or 6 of them now. Is the whole thing about how a trade deadline, whether you get a guy or not, impacts the mindset of a clubhouse, is that a media thing? Or is it like, can that be?
I don't know how much... I don't know if we would be better or we would be worse if we had gotten someone. But I think a lot of us was surprised, you know, by us not doing anything. In a sense that you guys created so much buzz. And
yeah, because we kept saying you were going to do something, right?
We were going to get this guy, and then you guys started throwing out names. So now we're all like, oh, you know, this might be a possibility or that might be a possibility. And then in the end, nothing happened. So it was kind of a bit of a surprise,
yeah.
I would say. But
you didn't feel like, oh, man. Because, you know, like something, like, oh, Tampa Bay just went out and got 4 guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they went Aguilar, I remember.
Yeah, but and it wasn't like they got 4 guys. What are we doing? Oh, woe is us. You know, it wasn't like.
I'm not sure the Yankees made anything either,
but,
right?
Yeah, but, you know, and they went out and won. I mean, the thing was is that when you guys didn't make a move, then you lost a bunch of games, and so everyone's like, oh, they're depressed.
It's just a bad timing, you know. It's just a bad timing. Obviously, those guys that are up there, they're smarter than us in that aspect. So maybe they
don't
felt
tell
like,
yourself
but maybe smart. Maybe, but I don't know who's on the table, who they're trying to trade for, who. So I don't know, you know.
I would
so,
like to see Xander Bogaerts GM one.
I don't know, man.
No?
So they know what they're doing, and maybe some stuff didn't make sense, or some teams want a little too much. So in the end, they chose not to. So I don't know.
It doesn't. In a nutshell, it doesn't like you guys weren't like. Oh my God! I can't believe you guys didn't make a move. And
no, we were just—I would say—more surprised
more
after
surprised.
All the buzz
plus,
that you guys created.
Yeah,
yeah,
and plus, so okay, well, we'll take the blame. We'll take the heat. But also, it's like you guys have your core group, and I always get the sense you wanted to say, listen, we want to prove that we can do this again. We can do what we did last year, right? Am I wrong?
Same team, you know. So
right.
I don't think there was no reason that anyone would thought. We would be in a position like this, but here, this is what we are. This is where we are right now. So we gotta just continue with this. But I don't think anyone thought we would have been in this position.
When you sign, going back to it, I don't know what it's like to sign a contract. Sort of, I signed a contract, but not. What is that feeling like? What is the bigger feeling when you say, I agree, Scott, go for this, or is it like putting pen to paper? Like, holy mackerel.
Good question. I never
well,
thought
because,
of it like that.
It's a good question. Because there are very few people who can relate to this question, to this answer.
I think just, it's just happiness knowing that you're going to be, and knowing that you chose to stay here.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you could have. I could have gone in a different direction, and
can you imagine what it'd be like right now for you?
I don't know. I don't know how I would have dealt with all.
Well, I mean, you would have made a lot of money, but I mean, but that aside, you don't know if you would have performed the same.
I don't know. Especially the way our team was playing. We had a lot of ups and downs,
yeah.
And that can affect you sometimes because maybe you might try to want to do too much for the team, and you start getting into a bigger hole, but. I wouldn't know.
You don't want to do a you didn't want to do a contract year thing.
Like I was more happy with being here and knowing everyone that's here for all these years,
yeah.
And all the guys that I came up with. Such a special year last year with our coaching staff. So I think everyone here, just knowing everyone from front office down, I think that was
minimal. Yeah, you like certainty. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and here always wants to win. These guys always wants to win. So they're always going to go out there, put up the best team that they can possibly put out.
I didn't even think of that till now.
The Red Sox always go out there. Well, it's like no tanking going on there.
No,
so.
I mean, I don't even think of like what it would have been like if you didn't like... Oh, you got to go? Oh. Oh, real quick. So, donuts, get this on tape, all right? One of the questions I wanted to ask you was, I sit up in the press box and I watch you walk up to the batter's box. You do about 50 different things, right? Am I wrong?
I can roll out of my bed and do them.
Can you do them? Yeah. Do you know each one of these things?
I know, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know why I do it. I don't know why.
Okay,
but
what do you do? What do you do? Verbalize what you do.
I start off with a cross. I think I do two cross. And then I hit my bat twice on my leg. Then if it's the first time bat, I say hi to umpire. I say hi to the catcher. I mark some in the dirt. And then I go in, dig in. I take long sometimes digging in because I want to get a
well, you
a
don't
want to
get in the bad foot.
Yeah. So sometimes I take long and then I'm like, okay, now I'm ready. And it's an automatic take first pitch as always. and then it's just my tap and then back to the routine again, but I don't know why. And sometimes I've noticed throughout the years I maybe added another thing.
Yeah.
I don't know out of where, because no one tells me what to do. It's just I don't know.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna simulate this. Get this. All right, ready? You tell me what to do. All right. I'm gonna write you hit it. All right. So I come in. What do I do?
Two cross. I do the cross. The cross. Yeah, twice, and then I tap my foot two times with the bat. Walk up to the plate, I mark something in the dirt. Yeah, then go on, dig in a hole. The umpires and the catchers, and then I do across the base, to the base. And then both sides, and then point it to the pitcher and clean it off. And clean it off. The dirt, you know, the dirt? Yeah, clean the dirt off. And then I'm
ready.
And then I'm doing it again.
See, I'm glad. I've always wanted to ask you that. Yeah. So I know you got to get going. So
thank you.
I hope you. You have congratulations on a good year.
Thank you.
And thanks for everything.
Thank you, Bradford.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.